Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If Jesus was to come today, the believers who are saved will get a resurrected body. That's the main harvest. And then we find what's called the gleanings. Revelation chapter number 20, those who were martyred in the tribulation period. Those people who were saved during the tribulation period, we see in Revelation chapter number 20, they received a resurrected body. And that will be the end of what's called the first resurrection. After that, there will be no more death for believers. Let me repeat. After that, after the gleanings, after Revelation 20, there will be no more death for any believers. And that completes the first resurrection you have for believers. There's the first fruits in the time of Jesus. There's the main harvest, which would be during our time, hopefully. And then there's the gleanings, which would be at the end of the tribulation period. Okay, they receive the resurrection. Then there's the resurrection of the unjust. Okay, that is when the unbelievers receive their resurrected bodies. That's at the end of the millennial reign of Christ. And we see that also in Revelation chapter number 20. And when it's referred to the resurrection of the unjust, that's referring to Revelation chapter number 20. But what's the subject matter for us this morning is, what about the Old Testament saints then? Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, when do they get their resurrected bodies? I believe they get their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period, not during the main harvest, when we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with the Lord, so shall we ever be with the Lord in the clouds. They get their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period, and they enter into the kingdom. Turn me to Job chapter number 14. Now, I told the class Thursday, there is so much here, but time won't allow. You have this sheet of paper. You can go home for your own personal Bible study. There are actually other passages of scriptures that refer to this. I'm just giving you a few. The rest you can get on your own. I'm just kind of giving you a kickstart. You know, get out there and figure it out, you know. But you'll have a foundation for your own Bible study. Job chapter number 14. Job is speaking. Begin verse number 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, and that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past. That thou wouldest appoint me a set time. Remember what we read in 1 Corinthians 15, 23? Every man in his own order. That's that same word, that set time. There's certain time. Where did Job get his information? Remember, most Bible scholars believe that Job was the first book ever written, even before Genesis, before Moses penned the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that Job, they say, was the first book written. Where did Job get his information? How did he know about resurrection? Who told him? That's not a rhetorical question, Bible students. Where did he get his information? Where do you think he got it from? From the Lord. Got it. Obviously, he had to get it from the Lord. Anyway, you see this, that, let's read verse number 13 again, because you get the picture about the grave, an appointed time, and thy wrath be past. Remember me, verse number 14, if a man die, shall he live again? And here he says, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Isn't that neat? Where Job knew something about resurrection. Remember, he had a problem where he had all the boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And the wife says, Job, and he lost his kids, his family, his friends, his fortune. Why don't you curse God and die? Well, he's sitting there, all his misery, those three friends, actually a couple more showed up too, but you get the picture, come, and they were really good for 7 days, I think it was. They didn't say a word. And Job was comforted. Then they started speaking. Then if you read through the book of Job, he said, I wish you would have just shut up, which is a good lesson for us. I do this I just visited someone last week. His wife passed away, and I just let them talk. And they got more comfort by them talking than me as a pastor just going on and on. So just a word of advice when you try to go comfort people, don't do like Job and say, well, let me tell you what happened to me. They don't want to hear that. Job was fine till those guys started spouting off. Anyway, here's Job. Turn me to Job 19. Verses 25 and 26. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. I wish I could spend time. How did Job know that? My Redeemer liveth? Who's Job's Redeemer? Somebody asked me Thursday about a good Bible. Was it? It was you. People wonder who you is. You is Gary Noel, okay? Basically, the people in the Old Testament was saved the same way that we're saved today. They weren't saved a different way. We get, and I know there's some bad thoughts about dispensationalists, and I mentioned this Thursday in Bible class. I'm what you would call a dispensationalist, but not in the extent that some people say that the Old Testament, God dealt with people different in the Old Testament concerning salvation as they did in the New Testament. No, they were saved the same way. Same way. A dispensational, a true biblicist to say, well, God dealt with him in a different way. In other words, remember, we just talked about Job. Remember, Job had to sacrifice for his kids. Remember that he thought maybe they had sinned. And so remember, Job said, I'm going to sacrifice in case my kids sinned. Remember that? And then a priest had to come along, and no longer, now you had to have a priest. Anyway, there's different ways God dealt with people. But anyway, So even Job knew about his Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Job was saved the same way we are saved today, by placing his faith in Jesus Christ. They were looking for that Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Remember Adam? They slain that little lamb. I'm sure it was a lamb. The Bible didn't say. I'm sure it was a lamb that... remember, Adam and Eve had sinned, and they covered themselves with leaves, probably a fig tree or whatever it was, leaves. And then, Adam, where art thou? I'm here. Where are you at? I'm hiding. Adam, why are you hiding? Because we're naked. Why are you naked? You remember the story they closed and said, they said, what have you done? And remember, I love that. Adam said, it's that woman you gave me. Adam blamed the wife. I bet you his biscuits were fried that night, cooked, burnt that night. You know? Woman, what have you done? She said, it's that serpent you gave me. But anyway, you remember? And so there had to be a blood sacrifice. And so the Lord himself, Jesus, by the way, the horror that must have had. I read something again this week, refreshed the memory. You know, the Passover, people will look over. During the Passover in Egypt, do you know that that Passover lamb that the family had to take, it had to stay in their home for a few days? Did y'all know that? That they took that lamb where they had the Passover every year, that the family had to take a perfect lamb, a spotless lamb, and they had it in their home. 3 or 4 days, I can't remember exactly. What, 3 or 4 days, they had it in their home. And they had to love on that lamb and feed that lamb. And then they had to kill that lamb and offer that blood at the Passover. And by the way, that was the same time that Jesus was being crucified on Calvary during Passover, where these people had been taking their lambs that had been in their home for a few days, took it to the priest, most of them passing by the Lamb of God who taken away the sins of the world there on the cross of Calvary. They're taking their lamb to the priesthood. What a picture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.